Preparations for the festival were well underway on a breezy Thursday afternoon at Riverside Park. That's where I caught up with festival coordinator Andrew Clock, who says the event will feature the usual great food and music, plus some very cool historical programs.
Chautauqua at the Riverside is a program of lectures and films and musical performances, including the Dodworth Saxhorn Band out of Ann Arbor. That program, it's going to be a really interesting show at the Riverside Arts Center.
Also look for the Native Youth Alliance and its Living History presentation. This year's festival includes an invitation to check out Eastern Michigan University's new planetarium in the Mark Jefferson Science Complex. If it's been a while since you visited a planetarium, you're in for a pleasant surprise. Norbert Vance is a professor of astronomy at EMU.
Well, they're the purists that like the old, what appeared to be like an ant sitting in the middle of the room, the old star projector, which had sort of a fixed view of constellations and patterns thrown on the dome. What we have today are what are called full dome theater experiences, where they can not only do the star projections, which is all computerized, of course, but also show the full dome movies and sort of integrate the two. So there's a lot more flexibility.
Visitors to the planetarium Saturday will learn lots of stuff about black holes, pulsars, and other celestial features. And Professor Vance will also be showing the full dome feature, Stars.
You have just experienced one of the most awesome spectacles in the universe, the explosive end of a star's life, a supernova.
There are three shows planned Saturday night at the Mark Jefferson Science Complex Planetarium, 7 o'clock, 8:15, and 9. There may be a 10 p.m. show if there's enough interest. After the presentation, folks are invited to go over to Scherzer Observatory, and as Professor Vance says, see the real thing. The Ypsilanti Heritage Festival runs today, Saturday, and Sunday, with most activities happening in Riverside Park and Depot Town. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.